Welcome to the March issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this month's edition, we bring you articles on several interesting topics, starting with a featured article on the latest in audio network technology. Find out about the AES X192 project, intended to improve interoperability between networked audio systems across high-performance IP networks, and the Avenue Alliance, an industry organization formed to ensure interoperability between devices that use the recent AVB protocol. The 134th convention in Rome is fast approaching, and you'll find a full preview of this important audio meeting in this month's journal. There's also another chance to see the call for papers for the 135th convention taking place later this year in New York. Join your colleagues and present your work at the Javits Center this fall. Yifeng Kai and his colleagues from the Chinese Academy of Sciences bring us a research paper on digital loudspeakers, showing how these can be combined with sigma-delta modulation for high integration, low cost, smaller size, and improved efficiency. They show by simulations and experiments that various performance metrics are a function of the spatial angle relative to the midline, and that because of differences in the path length, the quantization noise in the channels may no longer cancel at some angles. Two papers on research supervised by Mihail Vorlander feature in the March issue, both concerned with electroacoustic measurement. Pascal Dietrich and Bruno Massiero explain the optimization of the multiple exponential sweep method, showing how shorter measurement times can be obtained by introducing a generalized overlapping method and attention to the fine structure of the impulse responses to be measured. This is done without loss of accuracy compared with the original method. Elena Shabalina, Matthias Kaiser, and Janko Ramakok introduce the live measurement of subwoofer performance with an approach that can be used when a live audience is present. Because the subwoofer can't be separately excited from other loudspeakers in this context, the approach has to separate the subwoofer component from that of the rest of the transducers. Subtraction and delay approaches are proposed, which appear to work quickly and show good repeatability. Finally, Meng Go, Soren Holt Jensen, and Jesper Jensen evaluate four state-of-the-art acoustic feedback cancellation systems in hearing aids. They compared a traditional full-band system to various more recent alternatives, finding that all of the latter outperformed the full-band system, but with a clear trade-off between performance and computational cost. With a 3x increase in computation load, a probe noise-based system can be realized that functions even in the most challenging feedback situations. Standards news this March brings information on the recently launched working group on measurement and equalization of sound systems in rooms. Chaired by Ben Koch, four new projects have been initiated, two of which will liaise with SMPTE in relation to cinema sound calibration. We also announce a substantially revised version of AES2, which describes ways of measuring and specifying loudspeaker performance for professional applications. You can catch up on the latest news from AES sections around the world in this month's section news, and in product news, we bring updates on the latest loudness monitoring devices and automatic mixers. You'll find all this and much more in the March issue of the AES Journal, the only peer-reviewed international publication dedicated to audio engineering. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.